Yes.
No, nothing much. We're just hanging out here at Jackson's, and, you know.
Feel good to be back with Monty?
Does it feel good to be back with Monty? I don't know if I can say that, it's better than being by myself at this point. So if that would explain anything to you.
You have a pretty low regard for yourself.
I don't know, is that a shot at me or you, Monty?
No, it's a shot at me. It always is a shot at me. Are you kidding me?
It's a double shot.
Yeah, it was. A shot at both of us.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was a good shot at both of us. Happy New Year, Tracy. What goes on in the baseball world? What's the latest with Carlos Gonzalez? Any news on him where if he's going to stay in Colorado or if he's looking anywhere else? What's going on there?
I think they're finding more interest. The teams are very willing to give up what the Rockies would like for a black because they've got him for more time at a lesser price. And I think that's what the Rockies are having to deal with now is that Cardinals got roughly $40 million coming over the next 2 years, and he's a free agent. So they're having to way different options in their mind. You know, I think if a team feels like it's going to win right now, go get Cargo. He's a 5-tool guy that's going to hit any ballpark he's in, and I just think defensively he could play any place. I wouldn't play in the center field. I think just like Walker, they have so much range and they go so hard after ball that you put him in center field, they have a tendency to get hurt more.
Yeah. So where do you, I mean, teams that want to win now, what does it narrow it down to a select few? I know we talked in the past about this. What, does it narrow it down? Are you hearing more from one side, one team than another? What are you hearing?
No, I mean, I think the Cardinals have shown interest. The Angels have shown interest. My way maybe Washington will show interest at some point. There's a lot of teams looking for an outfielder. But there's also so many free agent outfielders. But that's the other thing that those teams have to weigh in their mind is, you know, am I better off to give Alex Gordon 5 years and $100 million and not give up anything except lose my first-round draft pick than I am for 2 years to have to give up two or three top-line prospects who are a lot further along than a first-round draft pick would be and take Chicago for 2 years. So, I mean, I think there's a complication involved there because other than Jason Hayward, all those free agent outfielders are still sitting there on the market. So until the market starts to tighten up, I don't think the market necessarily will open up real big for Cargo because everybody's still thinking they might be able to get that free agent player.
Are you still putting that at a 50-50 shot at him remaining a Rocky?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't think it's that they want to get rid of him, but I think given what they're doing and given the direction they're heading, they need to get some more bodies into their system and see, shoot for a couple of years down the road. And he's not going to be here. He signed that extension much to the chagrin of Scott Boras, who threatened to sue his Cardinals father for agreeing to the deal. But I don't think at the age of 30 he'd be quite as willing to do that. I think he signed that deal feeling like, I got 4 years. I'm going to make $80 million in the next 4 years. If I get hurt, that's a pretty good insurance policy. If I don't get hurt, I'm going to be 30, and I can go back out onto the open market and see what my maximum value is.
All right. Talking some Cowboy basketball, Tracy. I know you'll be there Wednesday night when they take on Air Force. I thought it was interesting hearing Larry Scheidt's comments today regarding his team. They got, he said, we got to find a way. He's surprised. I guess he didn't expect this team to be, I don't know how to say this. He's pleasantly surprised at how competitive they are because he says in 13 of the 15 games they've been in it down to the last 4 or 5 minutes. They just got to find a way to get those wins out there. But I mean, this is the atypical young team. The way that they're playing right now, around 500, you're going to get ups, you're going to get downs, and right now the Cowboys have four straight losses in a row. So there's a few downs there.
Well, I think what happens when you look at those losses, and it's what Larry's talking about, is you don't just indict the whole team. You look at one guy, it seems like, in each game and say, well, if this guy had done this, we would have won it. And I think with a young team, they haven't gotten blown out like we've seen this team in times in the last 10 years. You know, like when Nance wasn't in the lineup, what would happen to the team. We've seen this team have an ability to stay competitive and to stay in games. And I think that's what Larry's talking about it too, is with the young players, okay, now you've got to realize you're still a step away from being really, really good, but right now you're mediocre. And so you know that the talent's there, that they can play at that level, that they can go into a place and they can almost control a game more often than not. So now the next step comes with the confidence of what it takes to win that game. And at the end of the day, they lose it, and they miss 7 free throws. Josh is one of the best pressure shooters on the team, misses 3 free throws.
Yeah.
They get the free throws, they win the game. So, you know, they look at little things like that. I mean, San Diego State, they go from being potentially blown out to at least in the game. They didn't quit and they didn't go home. And, you know, I guess I got too many nightmares from the previous administration where, you know, if you weren't going to win the game, you usually got beat by 40.
Good stuff, Tracy. Hey, we appreciate it as always. Every Monday you join us on the show. Thank you so much, and we'll talk next week. Thanks again.
Hey, anything for a guy like money. If he wants it, I want to do it.
Take it easy, Trace. Bye.
See you, Trace.
There you go, Tracy Ringlesby.